Italians go to the polls tomorrow to vote on a referendum on constitutional amendments. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, opposition parties have turned the ballot into a referendum on the government itself.
Italians will be asked to vote yes or no to constitutional changes aimed at bringing the Italian political system more in line with the European norm. The changes involve sharply reducing the powers of one of the chambers of parliament, the Senate, and of local regions, and shifting those powers to the executive. A rally in favor of the amendments is held in a Roman theater. Retired school teacher Leandra Millefiorini says she's going to vote yes.
Because I think that Italy needs to change. We all need the change. We must be more European.
However, she's worried about the outcome.
Italian people is conservative. Conservative. I hope. But...
You're not optimistic.
No.
In fact, the latest polls show the no vote is ahead by some 5 points, although 15% of Italians are still undecided. Several thousand supporters of the opposition five-star movement march in Rome in favor of a no vote. At the end, movement leader and stand-up comedian Beppe Grillo, who has a penchant for histrionics, addresses the crowd.
No! Lo dovete decidere non con la testa.
You must vote no, but vote with your guts, not with your brain. Use your instincts, trust your gut, and then vote no.
The Italian Constitution was written after World War II and the defeat of the fascist dictatorship. It was purposefully designed to create a weak government and a powerful parliament so as to prevent the rise of another Mussolini. Domenico Fracchiola wants it to stay that way. A political science professor at Rome's Louis University, he says the Constitution was drafted by representatives of the entire political spectrum.
By people that were shooting each other just a few weeks before. So it's written on blood.
However, Roberto Dalimonte, who also teaches political science at Louis University, says after 70 years, it's time for change.
Italy is different. The world is different. The challenges are different. And we need a pattern of government where power is a little more concentrated, from too much fragmentation of power to a little less fragmentation of power.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who at 41 is Italy's youngest government leader and one of its most reform-minded, has been campaigning hard for the amendments.
This is the chance for Italians. If they want change, they'll vote yes. If they don't want change, they'll vote no. No hard feelings. But if the no vote wins, Italy will still have the biggest, most costly, and slowest parliament in Europe.
Renzi has staked his political future on the referendum, vowing to step down if the no votes win. That prospect rallied opposition parties, a motley crew that includes the anti-European Northern League on the right, and on the left, some members of Renzi's own Democratic Party, who wouldn't mind seeing his fall from office. But such an outcome could unnerve financial markets and Italy's EU partners. They're beginning to wonder whether a referendum aimed at ensuring greater political stability may in the end trigger political chaos. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.